Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right, welcome inside. Augies in Old Town Alexandria for the Chicken Smoot post-game podcast. The final today, 30-15, the Arizona Cardinals with a victory over the Washington football team. We welcome you in here on a, you said it at halftime, there wasn't shit to talk about, pardon my French. The second half was better. I don't want to be the silver lining guy here, but there was some positives to that second half, and finally, once again, Dwayne Haskins got some time, just like in game one, and started to make some crisp throws, and Terry McLaurin is just for real.
No, he's for real. It's like certain situations in life, they're bad, but you can see the good in it. Think your old lady cheated on you, but all she really did was give the dude her number.
What?
You know what I'm saying? So you feel a little bit better about that.
Okay.
Like, I feel better about the team being down 20-0 at halftime, coming out, playing the second half the way they did. And understand, we're talking about a team that's 80% under 25 years old. Right? So we're going to go through up and downs. And I'm ready to go through the up and downs with them. They did not quit. They kept coming. So, therefore, I feel good as a Washington fan right now. No name, no problem, no game.
No game. And Cy's walking behind me. Cy, we got an issue? There we go. Not live streaming yet. Well, maybe we should start that. It's somewhere in there. We'll find out. Anyway, we'll do this. We'll just keep going.
Yeah, we got to be live here. We got to be current here.
Kyler Murray is for reals, as they say, and he is a smaller, faster Russell Wilson.
Yep.
And just so dangerous. So dangerous. We forgot the
It's like trying to chase a Smurf. Trying to chase this guy. Like, he's very quick out of cuts. He's small. And that's what I tell people about Sproles. The reason Sproles was so hard to hit, how are you going to throw something on the ground that's already on the ground? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, it's hard. And then they can hide behind linemen. They can do different things that other people can't do. And when they cut, it's a lot quicker than somebody that's 6'3 or 6'2. I'm sorry. He is the total weapon. He is Russell Wilson 2.0. The Cardinals made a great pick with that one.
They made a great pick, but the Red, the Washington football team.
Stop it. I need another dollar in that job.
I didn't say the whole word.
No, you said red. Don't nothing end with red.
There's Red Wolves.
Well, the Red Wolves, yes, we are.
Okay.
Until we are officially the Red Wolves, it ain't that real either.
That is some horse poo-poo is what that is. I didn't say the whole word. If I say both syllables, then you get the dollar.
It's going to take years for this to weigh off.
You think so? Well, not if it goes to Red Wolves.
No, once we get a name, I think then we can identify with the name, and then we can run away from the old name.
Right. Let me look at Dwayne Haskins' numbers here. All right, so Haskins, hold on a second. 19 of 33 for 233 yards and one touchdown. That is a far better second half than he had in the first for Dwayne Haskins.
Like I didn't hear you say a turnover.
No turnover.
All right, so that's what matters with a young quarterback to me. I don't care if you win or you lose the game. Protect the ball, protect your team, give us a chance to win. I'm sorry, the offensive line did not give us a chance to win in the first half. I'm just sorry. It ain't Haskins. How can you actually grade Haskins when he's not given time to even – get inside of a play?
You can't assess him right now, can you?
I can't assess him. Like, I can't study him. Like, if I'm a cornerback right now, he's even hard for me to study because I don't know what he's going to do because they're not giving him time to show his skill set.
Right. Excuse me. A couple of errors made by, though, the Washington football team. They got a turnover. Landon Collins got a pick.
Yep.
Now, he didn't throw a pick, but Dwayne Haskins did fumble.
Fumble the ball.
Yeah. Again, pressure was there. He fumbled the ball down inside the 10-yard line for the Cardinals, and that's a mortal sin.
Cannot do that. You cannot do that. You cannot turn the ball over, and you sure can't turn the ball over in the red zone. At the end of the day, that's a 14-point swing, basically, to me as
a
player.
Right.
It's a 14-point swing.
You had first and goal from the 9, and you turned the ball over. You were losing 20-3. You had a chance to get within 10. And then they come back down and score. Kyler Murray, 21-yard touchdown run.
Yep.
Very difficult. 27-3. You find yourselves in a big old hole.
Yep, yep. But here go the thing about it. Like I said, he can beat you in a plethora of ways. He can beat you throwing the ball. He can beat you running the ball. He can beat you with play action. He can get outside the pocket. The things he can do. And then his comfortability. The way Kyler Murray looks now, the game is slowing down for him. I can tell by the way he goes through plays. And the way that he gets the ball out of his hand so fast, he knows where he's going. He's reading defenses. He understands. This guy going to be dangerous for a while. I seen you kind of cringe when they said on the TV he will be up for the MVP. Uh-huh. Do not be shocked. He's an MVP candidate.
I'll give him candidate.
And you got to realize the Lions, the Jets, this is their next couple of games. Yeah. They have a chance to be 5-0.
That's a fair point. As a defender, if you're a cornerback and you're facing a quarterback like that, how much more difficult does that make the job?
Well, first of all, anytime you play one and quarterbacks, they take two man out of the playbook. Two man is when we stay under the wide receiver and the safeties got our help over top.
Right.
But that makes us turn our back to the quarterback.
Right.
We never turn our back to running quarterbacks. All right, we can only play zone blitz, a true man to man.
Right.
Like, they make you honest. And that's what they do. They literally, running quarterbacks take most of the plays out of the playbook and make you play straight up honest football.
Right. We said we would be honest on this show from day one. What did you think of the defensive scheme against a superior athlete right now in Kyler Murray?
I thought it was bland, and I know why it was bland. Because you have to play straight up honest football with a running quarterback. Mm-hmm. So you can only call cover three, zone blitz, man-to-man, cover one. You can't pull out the other stuff you'll do against a Tom Brady, against a pocket passer. You can't do that. I thought the team came out and played well in the second half. I think they started slow like they did last week. And that's what I'm used to with a young team. They're going to start slow. But what I like, they never give up. They never quit. They keep coming.
Wide receivers, DeAndre Hopkins, 8 catches, 68 yards, and the touchdown. Terry McLaurin, now for the 6th time in his career, over 100 yards, 7 catches for 125 yards and a touchdown. But he's just one man on that receiving core.
Like my grandma say, he a grown man. You understand me? A grown man.
Does your grandma talk about McLaurin a lot, or
not really.
Okay,
you know, but I'm just saying, she'll say when a grown man in the house, you know, a grown man in the house,
right?
And what I'm saying, this guy, and he's so humble. That's what you got to really love about the kid. Like, he's not a diva wide receiver.
Right.
He's a worker when it comes to wide receiver. Like, he just goes out, he does his job, and he's a great leader. I remember the first time we drafted him, I got to interview him before anybody, and the first thing he told me is, "I'm so excited to play special team." And I'm thinking to myself, this guy is great. Like, he's got a chance to be great because it's the small things with him.
Right.
It's the small things with him.
Speaking of special teams, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention our friend Brian Mitchell, who's once again been put up for a nomination to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And I was talking about this. I talk about this every stinking year.
Yep.
Okay. Brian Mitchell is 234 yards behind one Jerry Rice for all-purpose yards from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Brian Mitchell played 8 less years.
Yeah.
Okay. Jerry Rice played that many years to get to the number one spot.
I understand. I've been saying it for a long time. Like, getting into the Hall of Fame, they don't look at credentials. They look at everything else other than credentials. And what Brian is going through now is the fact that he hasn't played so long, so the voters don't even know all the great things he's done.
Right.
Like, it's a name bias that goes into it. Mm-hmm. Like, they throw a lot of names out every year, and I'm like, this guy won't never make it. This guy won't make it. Like, some guys I can just tell you're just not going to make it.
Right.
B. Mitch is one of those guys that should be in the Hall
should
of Fame
be.
And should have been in the Hall
absolutely.
Of Fame years ago. But at the end of the day, when LaDainian retires and comes out, they're going to make sure he's in first half of the
battle. Right.
Charles Woodson got to get in.
Ed Reed up.
Like, they're going to – it's such a recent bias that comes with that. And hopefully one day before he's like 100 years old, they call his name.
Well, as much as he's biking right now, he might make it to 100 years old. He has lost weight. He looks good.
Yeah, he rides bikes through my neighborhood. He steals things.
Okay, that's what I thought was happening. That's what I thought. That's not right, man.
Hey, that's my guy, man. I love B. Mitch. He ain't got no hair, though, but I love him.
Well, he does not have any hair, but he should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. There's no question about that. There's a few special teamers in there. Only a few special teamers in there, which is a joke in itself, by the way.
Well, Devin Hester would get in there one day. Right. You know that.
Ray Guy was the first punter to go in.
And the only punter to go in.
Although the way that Tressway's punting, he might be... He might just go in first ballot.
And Tress Wade can pump. He can literally pump for 20 more years. Like, you don't need to be in shape. And, by the way, the guy at the first table looks like Christian McCaffrey.
Okay.
He looks like Christian McCaffrey.
Well, Christian got hurt today. Maybe he is here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because he didn't play no football today.
Because the way that guy's eating right now, he's doing more work than McCaffrey did on the football field today. That's all I'm going
to
say.
I used to call Christian McCaffrey.
It's simply embarrassing. What was that?
Deary Sanders. This is my name for Chris McCaffrey, Deary Sanders.
Deary Sanders?
Yeah, Deary Sanders.
That's racist. Anyway, yeah.
No, milk is
not.
White.
No, it's not.
Nothing wrong with that. I love milk.
Nothing. Well, milk is good. Good for the body. Milk can do a body good. So we had the Haskins fumble. Also, Steven Sims fumbled on a punt return. You can't have that for a young team right now.
You can't have it for an old team.
Okay.
Turning the ball over is your worst thing, especially on the road. Like, you just can't – you can't bounce back from that.
Right.
Like, it's certain things you can't do on the road, and turn the ball over is one, and penalties are another one. You can't shoot yourself in the foot. Think about this. If we don't turn that ball over there, we're down 10 points, and we're still in this game.
Yeah.
Like, and you got to realize, they scored 20 first-half points, Arizona did, and only 7 in the second half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we could have won this game.
So, I'm concerned about the wide receiver core. I am. We got Terry McLaurin, bona fide star. Steven Sims.
Bud and talent.
Okay. Logan Thomas is in there at the tight end position. There's not a whole lot going on there.
What's going on with AGG?
Yeah.
Like, why is he not playing?
He played. He got one target today, 3 yards. That's all he got.
He had as many yards as a dead man. All right? It's some people in the funeral home had more yards.
Wow.
Than that. I'm just being honest.
Wow.
We can't lie to ourselves.
No.
Where is he?
Let me ask you a question. This is a loaded question.
Yep.
Where are you on Troy Apke right now?
Check this out. Troy needs to come with us and start doing radio, because evidently he don't want to play no football. That's all I'm saying. Like, we had as many tackles as he did, and we were sitting here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, he still looks confused, and he still looks like he's thinking too much.
Yeah.
Like, football ain't about thinking. It's about reacting. You think at practice, I react in the game. He's still getting in the game, and he's still thinking, instead of just – because he's fast as all I don't know what.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot more physical. All he had to do now is mentally say, you know what, I trust myself. And I think that's what he's missing right now.
Antonio Gibson, 13 carries, 55 yards, and a touchdown. His first touchdown in his National Football League. Absolutely. Landon Collins with the pick. So, again, they're making some plays, getting turnovers. That is a positive. We'll use that as a positive moving forward here. They're at Cleveland. There's only one reason to go to Cleveland. That's to play against the Browns. That's
about
it.
You're not visiting Cleveland for a vacation. Nobody goes vacationing in Cleveland. Maybe Odell, because he's a true Brown.
Settle down.
He is a Brown, man.
Yes. People are eating.
I'm just saying that. We all know what Odell is. Likes. Three musketeers and stuff like that.
Wow.
He a true Brown. The Browns going to the Super Bowl.
Last week, butt crack. This week, musketeer. You never cease to amaze me. Never do. But they get a guy.
No, I'm serious, Chick. They're what we call, like, going to take a number two. We say, I'm taking the Browns to the Super Bowl.
Okay. Huh? I think I've heard enough of that. Really, I have. This guy's over here eating and going, really? Do I have to stomach this?
Well, hopefully they're not eating a sneaker or nothing. Like, they eating, like, regular food, ain't it?
Maybe. And a brownie. Got a fudge brownie for dessert. Is that wrong? Sorry.
As long as you eat no corn.
I'm so sorry, folks.
Okay.
I really am. But they have a mobile quarterback in Baker Mayfield who can move around.
Baker can't move around.
Come on.
You're joking. Baker's the fattest quarterback in the league. Did you see his shirt when they all went to the beach and everybody was like six-pack up and Baker standing there looking like somebody's granddaddy with great chest hair, built like a dresser? No.
Okay. No. Really?
Baker can't get outside the pocket and hurt anybody.
Okay. So you're saying this is a much easier game defensively.
Yeah, because chasing Kyler Murray is a job in itself.
Yeah. Right?
Now, the difference is knowing where a quarterback going to be compared to not knowing where a quarterback. You don't know where Kyler is going to end up. Mm-hmm. I know where Baker is going to end up. He's a pocket passer. He'll be right there waiting. And guess what? Chase Young and the rest of those guys know where he's going to be at also. So he's an eager target for them.
Right. I know what the answer is here, but this crowd today in the pregame was very down. And the postgame, you guys are just here to hang out with your significant others and have food and your dogs and eat brownies and all that stuff.
Hey, we had an educated group today.
Does anybody have a question? All right, settle down.
That's my guy.
Smoot's Cousins here.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Does anybody have a question? Would anybody like to ask a question?
No, because the game was.
They're all.
What you got? Talk to us.
All right. Well, you got to get it. Hold on. You got to get a microphone. You just can't scream at us. This is not my house. You know, not my son.
Come on, son. Take him that question. Amish mic.
All right, put on the Amish mic. Here we go. Go ahead. What is your name first?
My name's Ryan.
Don't scream at me. Ryan?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Go ahead. What's your question?
Dwayne sets his feet or doesn't set his feet when he delivers passes?
I think he doesn't have a chance to set his feet because the line is not giving him a chance to even stand in the pocket. So we can't even judge Dwayne until we give Dwayne time to make throws and to make plays. Like Sheriff got kicked out the club today.
He got hurt too.
Jerron Christian got kicked out the club today. Like the offensive line had to stand their ground, like and to give him a chance to showcase his talent.
Right. All right, cool.
What you got? She's a Patriot fan, Si.
It's all right. It's okay. She has a dog in her hands. Go ahead.
So, who has a brighter future, Peyton Barber or Antonio Gibson?
Oh, Antonio Gibson. Hand down. Like, his future is very bright. I got to put shades on his future so
really?
Bright. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's okay. Antonio Gibson.
Oh, that's great. It's a fantasy team
selfish.
Question.
Yeah, she's their cousin from Boston.
Yeah. Do you get those, by the way, you get those texts or on Facebook Messenger where somebody says, hey, Fred, listen, love hearing you. Can you give me some advice on my running backs this week? You get that?
Fantasy,
I got that.
Fantasy has taken over everything. And it's the ladies that's playing more fantasy than anybody.
Right.
Like they're playing, and they're taking it very seriously, too.
Right. I got cousins I don't even know, but I get Facebook messages going, hey, the wide receiver this week. I go, I don't know who you are, and why am I telling you anything?
My cousins don't call me unless they want to borrow money.
Well, or tell them to just tell B. Mitch to drive, run by their house or bike by their house and take something. All right, so Red Wolves.
Hey, you got another dollar in the jar.
Washington
you ain't going to make a dime
team. What's with
today.
This? What's with the snapping? Why are you snapping at me? You can't clap? Why can we, what are you
you can't.
What did you lift or something? You can't clap.
If you
now?
Can't clap, all you gotta do is slap the back of your neck.
Oh my! All
that's
right.
What the man I seen that got one arm. That's what he do when
he
everybody start clapping.
One arm.
He slapped the back of his neck, and I was the only person start laughing. I'm like, y'all know this shit is funny. It's funny. The dude slapping his neck. All right.
Why do you hang out with one arm men? That's what I want to know. Why are you hanging out with one arm men?
Well, I was at an event, and a one-armed man came to the event.
Okay. All right. All right, well, that's it. I think we're done here after talking about things I have never thought we'd talk about.
A one-armed man.
And a wide receiver who likes things that no one should really like. For Fred Smoot, I'm Chick Hernandez, and Cy Fenwick, otherwise known as the Amish Man.
Yes, the Amish producer.
For those who are dining here tonight, we appreciate you letting us do this while you're having a good time. We'll be back here next week for the Browns at the the football team at the Browns, a 1 o'clock start. We will be
talking
live
shit. Yeah.
At noon. Mm-hmm. Noon. Right here on Twitter, Facebook, and live from Augie's here at 1106 King Street in Alexandria, Virginia. Thanks for your time. Podcast out.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.